Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. This is Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. We'll run around local sports with Lane Casadante today. We are Richmond's home for the Nats, Caps, Wizards, Flying Squirrels. It's always cool to see that new stadium driving into the office here. Commanders, Hoos and Hokies, the college ranks, and VCU basketball. And this is Feast Week, ladies and gentlemen. College basketball games being played around the country all day long, all week long. And the Rams have arrived in the Bahamas. Game Wednesday, taking on South Florida, who has already defeated Coppin State, who we beat. They have already played GW, who we will play later this season. This will be a great test for the Rams, and you will hear it tomorrow right here, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Robbie Robinson and Rodney Ashby are in paradise, hanging out in the Bahamas. I'll be covering the tournament from our flagship studios here in Richmond. And today, former VCU basketball player and a Final Four member, Ed Nixon, will join us in studio to preview the tournament and share some of his experiences from these preseason tournaments, the MTEs, multi-team events that are being played here in Feast Week. But you know how we like to start the show every day? By catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world. We open up Monday Night Football on the Sports App.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The Sports App.
Brock Purdy, Juwan Jennings into the end zone, opening the scoring on Monday Night Football. The Niners take the early lead.
Last five games, 16 touchdowns, 19 trips. Here's Jennings, and he's going to take it in after breaking tackles. Touchdown 49ers.
I told you guys yesterday the one bet I wanted to place was Bryce Young to throw an interception. Bryce Young leads the Panthers down the field, has a man open in the end zone. He throws it to the wrong man. Let's take a listen to the call.
Panthers on first and goal. Young keeps. He's got a man, and he's picked!
Brock Purdy didn't do much better for the San Francisco 49ers. You know, they kept saying on the broadcast, Brock Purdy is a gunslinger. He will try to sling it in there. I never felt that way about Brock Purdy. I kind of think he's overrated as a quarterback. And those that watched him play, at least 49ers fans might have been asking for Mac Jones as Purdy threw not one, not two, but three first half picks.
They fake it to him. Purdy down the middle, and he's picked by Horn. J.C. Horn. It's third down and six. Purdy down the middle for Pearsall, and he's picked again. Play action. Purdy. Picked again, third one, second for Horn.
Over to the third quarter as we went into the locker room with a 10-3 Panthers lead. And I'll tell you, it did crush me to see Matt Gay connect from 47 yards. The problem wasn't 40 to 50. It was 50-plus. That's why Matt Gay's not kicking in Washington. But Christian McCaffrey on a 13-play, 80-yard drive by the 49ers. He gets into the end zone to make it 17-3.
Play number 13 on this drive. Toss to McCaffrey. Gets blocking and a touchdown.
Panthers down big, but you know, they've had a decent season. They were 6-5 coming into this game. Bryce Young had been playing better, and I think outside of Rico Dowdle, a big reason for that had been the passing game. What they've gotten from Xavier Leggett and rookie Tet McMillan. Tetra McMillan into the end zone on a 29-yard pass from Bryce Young. The Panthers keep their hopes alive.
Little shoulder fake, end zone shot. He's got the rookie touchdown, McMillan, and the Panthers are back in it.
49ers would extend the lead back to double digits with another Matt Gay field goal, and that was your final score, 20-9. San Francisco wins. They move to 8-4 on the season, which currently puts the 49ers in as the seventh seed and leaves Detroit out if the playoffs started today. We'll take a closer look at the playoff picture as we go around the NFL with NFL hits. Over to the NHL on the Sports app. Every day on the Sports app, we're tracking the Washington Capitals, who have the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL in Alex Ovechkin. But I think the player of this season has been Tom Wilson. He got a goal and an assist, provides 2 points in a Capitals 5-1 win. Let's take a listen to Tom Wilson giving the Caps an extended lead.
Here's Justin Sorda trying to cut through Christensen, and a feed in front. Oh, they score! Wilson on a great feed from Protas as Sorda drives in. Got the puck to Pro. He hits Wilson, crashing in from the far side. It's 2-0, Washington!
And let's take a listen to the final call, a 5-1 win that helped the Caps move above Philly and Pittsburgh in the Metro Division. They are now sitting in fourth here, and like I said, they will be back on the ice Wednesday at home facing off against the Jets.
That's going to finish it. The Capitals pull in behind the net. This was an impressive divisional victory here tonight. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Columbus. Capitals, on the strength of 4 goals from defensemen tonight, take down the Jackets. Final score, 5-1.
Let's move over to the NBA on the Sports app. The Washington Wizards are trying to do something they haven't done yet. They are trying to accomplish a win in NBA Cup group play. It's been going on for a few years now. The Wizards have yet to win a game. The 1-15 Wiz hosts the Atlanta Hawks in tonight's NBA Cup action. Magic at the 76ers, and the Clippers 5-12 travel to the 12-4 LA Lakers. Last night, the Pistons defeated the Indiana Pacers 122-117. Cade Cunningham with 24 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. The 13th win in a row for the 15-2 Pistons moves them into a tie with the franchise lead for win streaks. They did that in 2004 when Richmond's Ben Wallace and Rip Hamilton, Tayshaun Prince won the NBA championship. They did it with the Bad Boy Pistons in the 90s. Could we be trending towards another Pistons title this season? The 13th in a row makes them 15-2. Let's move over to college football on the Sports app. Tonight, the reveal of the latest 12-team college football playoffs. Playoffs, baby! And we've got two local schools that absolutely have a chance. We'll start with the JMU Dukes out of the Sun Belt. How impressive have they been in just year two of Bob Chesney? They're 10-1 on the season. The only loss coming to an ACC powerhouse this season when they dropped the game early
to Louisville in September, a game that they battled with Louisville for all four quarters in that one. So November 29th, they are at Coastal Carolina, and it feels like a win should put them in with that 11-1 record. They will probably need to win and then win the Sun Belt Championship and might need some help with the American Division, because for some reason the committee seems to be really supporting the American Conference to get a team in with their champion. UVA hosts Virginia Tech Saturday for all the marbles. Virginia Tech, UVA, Commonwealth Cup. What is it, 19 of the last 21 have been won by the Hokies? UVA needs this one more than ever. A win, and they are into the ACC championship game in Charlotte and could give themselves an opportunity to be included in the 12-team college football playoffs. UVA host Tech, 7 p.m. Saturday night on ESPN. Man, is that going to be fun. Today, as we hit University Drive, we will discuss what Indiana's chances are of winning the college football playoffs. They have had this incredible season, year two of Kurt Cignetti in charge, and yet I just don't really believe they can win it all, even though they've proven it during the regular season. And news out of Penn State is they're interested in a JMU coach. Just like Indiana stole Kurt Cignetti from JMU, Penn State, if you look up the leader of Google searches in the state of Pennsylvania, his name is Bob Chesney. Everybody trying to figure out if he's going to be the next coach at State College. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll run around local sports with Lane Casadante at 12:30. Ed Nixon will join us in studio at 1:30, and we'll catch up with Michael Phillips at 2:15. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders, and I told you guys yesterday, this season has been a circus, and the traveling road show continued. Yesterday, they got back on the practice field, and Dan Quinn spoke to the media. And, you know, when you return to practice following the bye week, and of course, you know, Dan talked about how they returned a bunch of injured players to the practice field. He told the media yesterday, Will Harris, Noah Brown, and Drake Jackson will enter their 21-day window to return. He also liked what he saw in terms of the speed from Terry McLaurin as he inches closer to being ready to return. And they have a plan in place for Jaden Daniels to return to practice. Now, let's take a listen to what Dan Quinn said yesterday about QB1 for the Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, it has been good. He will be able to return to practice. We had our first session today, but Johnny has not been cleared for contact. So, I mean, he'll probably be unlikely to play. But, man, it's good to get started and get the return to play going. So that's a big deal for us.
And how important is it for you to see him back out there playing again this year?
I think it's important as Jaden's getting going, learning to play like this position at the highest level competitively, also doing it safely. And those are reps, you know, that you develop as well. It's a skill just like throwing and processing. And so all those things are important. But him included, it was awesome today to have everyone really back at practice, John, including three guys that were in their 21-day window and too early to call a lot of the guys, you know, for the game. But getting on the field and having the guys here, John, that was a big deal, man, to have that many. It's been a long time since I've said that out loud of everybody's here and working, that's for sure.
Some of you guys, it feels like, think Jaden Daniels is the greatest football player to ever exist after 1 year. Dan Quinn seems to think he needs more reps, right? I think he answered what everyone's been saying and wondering. Will Jaden play again this season? As we ask you that on the Commander's Corner today, 833-804-0910. Dan Quinn made it pretty clear. To play this game and the quarterback position at the highest level, you need game reps. Now, Jaden still hasn't been medically cleared to take hits. But I've been pondering this. Here's how I would like the season to finish out. And I've been thinking about this over and over again, especially with how there is such a divide in this fan base. Those who say, wrap him up in bubble wrap. We have to protect Jaden at all costs. Don't use him this season. The season's through. Make sure he's ready to go for next season. And there's those that say, hey, he needs game reps. He needs the experience if we want him to be our franchise quarterback moving forward. Now, what I think is very interesting is there is a disconnect in this fan base where it feels like people cannot agree on the same thing. Should Jaden Daniels play again or not? Matthew Berry, who we've had on this show at the Super Bowl, a diehard Commanders fan and also the host of Fantasy Life on NBC Sports. He is a national NFL correspondent. He says, I am begging my beloved Commanders. This is not our year. We should not risk further injury to our franchise quarterback in a lost year. He shouldn't have been playing at the end of a blowout loss, and he shouldn't play again this season. We are 3-8. That was in response to Jaden Daniels being, or Adam Schefter's report that Jaden Daniels will return to practice this week. Should Jaden Daniels play again? I think the answer is pretty simple when your head coach tells you, yes, to play this game at the highest level, he needs more reps. It's funny to me how a lot of the people that say don't play him didn't actually play this game. It's a dangerous game. Now, he hasn't been medically cleared to take hits. I'm not saying he should return this weekend. But here's how I think this season should play out in terms of Jaden Daniels. This front office must protect him at all costs. So that's the most important thing. So that is not playing Jaden when he's not fully healthy. That's not playing Jaden when there's, you know, when you're missing your offensive line. That's not playing Jaden if you have no weapons on the outside. Right? That's most important. But second, they also can't just protect him. This front office must develop him. It is their crucial part of their job. They draft a franchise quarterback. You have to develop a franchise quarterback. You have to put pieces around him to help him improve as your franchise quarterback. You have to develop him. And Dan Quinn said yesterday, there's only 17 of these things every year. It is such a small sample size. The best way to improve is by taking the live bullets, playing a real NFL game. He needs to play to improve, and they need also to protect him. So here's how I would handle this. This week, they have a plan in place for him to return to practice. After talking with Michael Phillips and other reporters, he's going to be listed as limited because he will not get all of the first team reps. Marcus Mariota will get some of them, right? So maybe before the end of the weekend, he gets full, but right now he's going to be listed as limited when the injury report comes out Wednesday. And I think he sits this weekend, and I think it's the right move to not rush him back. Season's over. I want him to return this season, but I don't want to rush him back for this weekend because you're not playing for much, right? But I want him to return. So you sit him this weekend, and you trend towards next week, him being full all week long at practice, right? Full all week long. And then I'm actually going to say that the correct move by this front office is to be extra cautious and not bring him to Minnesota in the snow, in that tough environment, with that great defense. I don't think it's worth risking an injury in that game there. I'm holding him out for an extra week for extra caution so that I'm not the one that says, I'm not the one that everyone's saying is, hey, you put your quarterback in harm's way and you're the reason he got hurt. So Dan Quinn, I think, covers his ass if he sits Jaden for this weekend as he's just returning to practice and next weekend until he fully hits his return to play marks. And then you bring him back for the home game against the New York Giants. He plays, he slays, he runs around, he's making miracles happen on plays. He's looking like himself again against the Giants defense. And that was his best game earlier this season, I thought, when they won that game against the Giants. So you bring him back for that game at New York. Then he comes home and he plays against Philly, and you play him Christmas Day against the Cowboys. That's his send-off game. He plays well. Team Wills wins. You sit him for Week 18. I don't think you play him in that Eagles game. That means nothing. But you'd get three more games under his belt, another 180 minutes of football, three more divisional games to grow his experience. That's how I would handle this. Given all the reports and all the factors that went into his injury, I think it would be smartest to sit him out an extra week, be extra cautious, get him a full week of practice, and then bring him back so he gets at least three games in this season, build some momentum. And then another thing, part of this is I think he does need to play that three-week stretch because that is a quick turnaround, and he did not do well and has not done well in his NFL career in quick turnarounds. I believe that Jaden Daniels is our savior at the quarterback position. I also believe in the truth. The truth is his worst games of football this season and last season came on short rest on Thursday Night Football. He needs to play the Giants game, turn around 6 days later, play Saturday on the Eagles, turn around 5 days later, play Thursday, I believe that's Christmas, against the Dallas Cowboys. That quick turnaround, that's going to be important for his processing, for him to progress as an NFL quarterback. He's going to need those quick hitters, right? And so I want him to return. I think it's safe to give him an extra 2 weeks here because that injury looked bad. And although he might be able to run and throw, I don't want him to land on that thing right now. But in 14 days, I might feel a lot different about that. And if we hear a positive update that he is medically cleared. I just think the right way to handle this is you got to get him back out there. And he's got to play a game and stay healthy and finish a game healthy and look good and get some momentum here. And as Dan Quinn said, yes, I want him to play. I think it's as simple as that. If the coach wants him to play, I'll want him to play because there's just not that many opportunities. You know, you could play a whole career in the NFL and be under 100 games. A lot of players are like that. A whole career and be under 100 games. Not saying these games matter wins or losses, but they matter for his development. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Phone lines are open. You can chime in. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sagmaster, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk, every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Happy holidays, everybody. Got Thanksgiving coming up in 2 days. I know my parents are coming to Richmond this year. I'm looking forward to that. The Rams are in the Bahamas. They are in paradise, hanging out and get ready for South Florida. That will be their first opponent in the battle for Atlantis here. It's going to be a good one against South Florida. Coach Martelli Jr. said both teams really mirror each other in terms of their strengths. Joining us right now to run around local sports in Richmond, Virginia, from CBS6, Lane Casadante. What's up, Lane?
Hey, good afternoon, Adam. How is everyone?
We're doing pretty good, and, you know, we were pumped up yesterday because we got to match the Zach Joachim video with the call from Hokie Steve and Gary Criswell, and what ended up being a SportsCenter number one play here locally with high school football. How about that?
Yeah, the video from the best video of it is from the team, and I know Thomas Dale's athletic account has posted the up top video from press box, and it shows you the entirety of everything and how everything lined up. I've only seen a couple of plays like that, and they almost never happen because everything has to line up that way. But that was pretty good. That's that's one of the best finishes, unless of course you're Manchester. That's one of the best finishes you'll ever see.
Yeah, I mean it was just incredible to really have the speed to pull that off and to not run out of gas, too. I mean, it was a 99-yard return, but he probably ran 150 yards at least with cutting to the right and then cutting back to the left. Any other recap from the high school football action over the weekend you wanted to get to?
Well, obviously we're on to the regional finals now this Friday and Saturday, and the one, like, the Verina-Dinwiddie result, I think that a lot of people might have thought Verina was the better team, but everybody that we've talked to, coaches, observers, fans, since Friday night, did not think that would be the result. I mean, that was as dominant as you can be at this point of the season. And Verina's teams, I've noticed this about Marcus Lewis in his 6 or 7 years at Verina, his teams get better every single week. You can really see how that staff coaches the roster that they have every year, and every year, right about this time, is when they are playing their best. This is not the same Verina team that they had maybe in week 1, 2, or 3, but you can see the effect and the result of coaching and how this team gets better each and every week. And last Friday proved it.
Lane Casadante with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. How epic is this Saturday night going to be at Scott Stadium? Virginia Tech versus Virginia, Commonwealth Cup for all the marbles. UVA has a chance to get to the ACC championship here. A year ago when they played, it looked like Coach Pry was on the up and up and Coach Elliott was on the hot seat. It's crazy how things change.
And that's how fast things change in college football these days also. Consider this, like 9-10 weeks ago, James Franklin was the coach of the number 2 ranked team in the country. And now, where is he? You know, now he's on the sidelines at Tech trying to see, how do I want to change the upholstery around here? So it can change that quickly, and it all centers around you never used to be able in football, you never used to be able to take two or three players and change an entire team's fate for a season. But with the portal and NIL, now you can. It was much easier to do in basketball, obviously, because it's a smaller roster and there's fewer guys that are, you know, playing at any given time and can affect the outcome. But you can do that now in football, and a lot of it centers around, you know, you get one good lineman, two good linemen, you get a really good quarterback or one that fits what you want to do, and then, you know, somebody on defense, and you can turn things around. And that's kind of what UVA has done this year. Tony Elliott has forgotten more football than any of us will ever know. I don't know that any of us ever thought he was a really, really bad coach. He just didn't have the right players in there yet. And now that he does, you can see, you know, this is kind of, I don't want to say they're, you know, akin to the Clemson teams where he was the OC for a few years under Dabo Swinney, but you can kind of see influences there. And UVA is playing a little like you might have seen Clemson play maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah, and it's not just the player he got at quarterback in Chandler Morris, but Jamari Taylor at running back. They've got, you know, good play from their tight ends and their wide receivers as well. But to win this game Saturday, I think it's all about UVA's defense. The Hokies are not a great football team this year, but they are top 30 in the country and rushing the football. They can run it with their quarterback, with Overton, with Hawkins. I think for UVA to win this game, they have to make Virginia Tech one-dimensional.
Yeah, but in Virginia Tech, with a good running attack, you can shorten a game, right? You can shorten possessions. You can have a longer possession of your own. It makes each possession that much more important, and it also it kind of amplifies mistakes. Like, if you have a turnover and you lose that possession, okay, now, you know, that's one that we're not getting back, or maybe we're not getting it back that quickly. Plus, this is a rivalry game. I mean, there's a reason the phrase, you know, throw the records out the window exists, because you never really know what you're going to get when you are playing your biggest rival. This will amp up the Virginia Tech kids, you know, like nothing else may have already this year. They're not going to a bowl game. This is their bowl game. And for the UVA kids, everything's right in front of them. And, you know, if either side can't get up for Saturday night, then they might want to consider a new line of work.
How big is this Commonwealth Cup compared to the last 15 years?
We've had some pretty big ones, because there have been, you know, obviously with the conference championships, there have been spots in that game on the line in this game. There have been big bowl games, you know, usually for Virginia Tech. But I mean, I can remember when both of these teams were ranked top 15 in the country, and there could have been at any one time 8 or 9 future NFL players on the field, all, you know, from both teams. So we've had really, really big matchups. Again, in the last 15 years, this rivalry has been one-sided. I think Tech has won, 19 out of the last 20, which, you know, is almost hard to do. It's like really difficult to win a series that many times against someone. And I don't know that you're going to see it again because of the way you can flip a roster around. So we've had big games in this series, but for UVA, they haven't been as big as this one is in recent memory.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's just, I am very much looking forward to it. How much are you covering or at least paying attention to what's going on with the James Madison Dukes and their football team?
I'm partial slightly because my son is a senior at JMU, so I'm following the Dukes program quite a bit. And we forgot a name about the turnaround at UVA. Cam Ross, who came from JMU, has done wonders. You mentioned receiver, but Cam Ross, both in the receiving game and the return game, has done a fantastic job for the Cavaliers this year. JMU, Bob Chesney managed to keep a lot of that team together from Kurt Cignetti's last year when he came from Holy Cross. You know, guys like Wayne Knight and guys like Alonzo Barrett and some of the guys on defense. That defense is kind of like a no-name defense, but somebody different steps up almost every single game and every single play. Their biggest problem right now is their strength of schedule. They did play Washington State, beat them at home last week. That will help. They get Coastal Carolina this week. They get to host the Sun Belt title game. they can't. Their margin of error is very, very small. But again, all they can do is win everything in front of them and present the best possible resume to the CFP when that time comes. They're in the running for that group of five spot, and they need a little bit of help, and they need to take care of their business. But this is another team that has gotten progressively better every single week. They find ways to win. They usually don't beat themselves. Their strength of schedule is holding them back a little bit, but they could get in. They need some help, but they could absolutely get that group of five spot.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll all be paying attention tonight with the latest top 25 rankings and the bracket reveal. Lane, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Adam, thanks for having me. Have a great holiday, everyone. Enjoy the week.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So I was just explaining to Jeremy, tomorrow's AWOD Radio will be a shortened version from 12 noon to about 1:45 when the Good Feet Store tip-off show begins. And then I'll hand it off to Robbie Robinson, Rodney Ashby with a 2:30 tip-off. And I was telling Michael about this. So I will be in the AWOD Radio 910 The Fan studios, and then I will quickly run over to the VCU basketball studios, which are the exact same studio. It says, I will host my show, and then I will host the Good Feet Store tip-off show ahead of VCU against South Florida. And we got Jay Money running the board, and I feel like you're just like me, that Feast Week means a lot to you as a college basketball fan?
Absolutely. Love Feast Week. It's always something on, which is my favorite time in sports, when there's always something on.
We're rolling with B. Mitch and Finley right now on the TV, but we're going to have to put some college basketball on in a second here, because there are games being played all day long. I want to watch Michigan State ECU. That'll be at 1 o'clock on Fox Sports. Creighton, Iowa State at 2 o'clock. And then NC State, Boise State at 2:30. NC State lost to Seton Hall. I watched the whole thing, and it was miserable. Because every time they lose now, it hurts VCU. Mm-hmm. And you end up in this situation every year where we lose the game, and then I'm like handcuffed to that program, right? Like Utah State. Now I'm watching every Utah State game to make sure they look good so that VCU looks good. But it pissed me off so much. NC State lost to Seton Hall. I don't think that Seton Hall team is that good. I don't think they're going to be a Sweet 16 team or anything like that. I love their coach in Shaheem Holloway. And they beat us a couple years ago in the MTE doing the exact same thing. They play defense. And then they kind of bully you around on offense and get some putbacks and stuff. But NC State's offense looked awful against Seton Hall. And made me realize that the Rams are going to need to step up defensively and clean things up if they're going to win their game Wednesday against South Florida, because the open looks that we gave to NC State, Seton Hall didn't give up any of those. They didn't get Williams get going. They didn't let Copeland go to the basket. Holloman burn them. No, they were solid defensively in that game. So Feast Week going on right now and all week long. It's just some great games. Tennessee-Houston today at 6 o'clock. Number 17 seed Vols against the 3 seed Houston. Made it all the way to the finals last year. I mean, they're incredible. So that is going to be from Las Vegas, Nevada for the Players Era Festival. And there's been a lot of talk about the Players Era Festival this week, because there are great teams in a great city with no environment. Nobody is going to those games. Mm. Nobody is going to the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada to watch college basketball. And it's like, Feast Week is terrific for all the reasons that there's basketball games going on, but the location needs to be great. And so, like, the Rams are in the Bahamas, and if you were lucky enough to make the trip out there, you're going to watch some great basketball, but I'm not sure that's going to be the greatest environment, right? You know, we were at the Charleston Classic last year. That was a sweet environment. I do think they do really well with Maui Invitational, because that is such a great destination. But some of these, we've seen not the best fan attendance, and that's because it costs so much money to go make some of these trips happen. But Feast Week is going on in college basketball all week long. We will have a focus on VCU. Also, Virginia Tech is in the same tournament in the Bahamas and could meet VCU in the finals or the eighth place game. like when the Rams met Penn State a few years ago. So that's what's going on in college basketball. And like we said, with college football, tonight's the big night. This will be the fourth or the third? I think it might be the fourth now.
I believe this is the fourth, yeah.
College football playoff rankings and the playoff predictor 12-team college football playoff bracket. I am very interested in what draw Indiana gets. I don't think that they're as good as Texas A&M or Ohio State. I probably think Georgia's better than them as well. Now, you got to give them the nod over Oregon, right? They won the head-to-head there. But, like, I believe the second-best team in the Big Ten, Indiana, is not as good as the top four teams in the SEC.
See, I've heard people make the argument that the top three teams in the Big Ten are better than every other team in the country, which I think is crazy to throw Oregon in that conversation. But
yeah,
to have Indiana with just the domination that they've showed in just about every game, minus the one game against Penn State, but that showed that they have the ability to come back in those moments, which is something that...
It also showed you they have the ability to no-show for a whole half.
Yeah, but that's been an issue with Kurt Cignetti teams for a while. Like, sometimes they just don't show up in the big games, and the fact that they have the ability to come back with Fernando Mendoza at quarterback is something that's giving me a lot of hope for the postseason in Indiana right now.
Would you pick Indiana right now to beat Ole Miss?
Yes.
I would not. Would you pick Indiana to beat Georgia?
That one's a little bit closer. The way that Georgia's playing football right now, they're playing like maybe the best team in the entire nation. I think I'd go Georgia there, but I still would pick Indiana over Texas A&M right now.
Over Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I don't believe in Indiana. I think this is the product of a cupcake schedule. So what? You beat Penn State this year. That means nothing, all right? Their one win that means anything this year is Oregon. And I don't think this is an Oregon team that is among the elites in college football this year. So it'll be interesting the way it plays out. And, of course, that's why it's exciting with the tournament-style bracket. We will get some of these matchups that we are previewing right now. It's Feast Week in college basketball, and we are gearing up for Thanksgiving. We wanted to do a Dude Food later today when we talk about the best food and sides of Thanksgiving. And I wanted to tell a quick story real quick here, and Jeremy, you can marinate on this and let us know your thoughts later today on Dude Food. But this is not a typical Thanksgiving food, but my aunt served it every year growing up. We'd go to my grandma's house for Thanksgiving, and the kids would go their separate ways. The adults would be in the, you know, in the dining room drinking and wine, and my uncle always had a bourbon. My grandfather always had either a scotch or a liquor. I would go to the kids' room, and we would either have the TV on, or you know, my sister would be running around with her cousin, and my aunt would bring pigs in a blanket, and she would bring them to the kids' room, and they would not last in the kids' room. I would eat the whole plate of pigs in a blanket every year on Thanksgiving. Every year.
That's also a Thanksgiving staple at my Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yep. Every single year, we go and make our own pigs in a blanket. You cut up the hot dogs, get your little frozen rolls, throw them in the oven, or the air fryer now, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. It doesn't seem like a traditional Thanksgiving food, but that's kind of funny that we both did that. So my aunt is not coming to Thanksgiving this year. She's doing her own, and so I'm going to have to find somebody else to serve the pigs in a blanket. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.